All right, cool. We're finally talking about something other than the mayhem we had to talk about all day yesterday. It's Theater Thursday with Harry Duke. And Paige Picard and Abby Lee are joining us from Left Edge Theater. They're doing a festival of 10-minute Zoom plays called Hindsight 2021. Harry?
Thank you, Steve. Welcome, Paige. Welcome, Abby. I'm not hearing anybody.
No, Mike's on the phone.
Hello.
Okay, there you are. Hi.
Hi, I got disconnected. Apologies.
And this is Paige?
Yes, this is Paige.
Thank you, Paige. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paige. Hi, Abby.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, great. We have two people now. Thank you so much. Hindsight 2021, Paige, new short play festival done via Zoom. Tell us how Left Edge came to put this festival together.
Yeah, so actually it all started because we ended up having to replace one of the shows that we had slotted in our season just because we weren't going to be able to produce it on Zoom. So we got this idea to put out a call for new plays written specifically for the format as something to play with rather than putting up full-length plays that were not written for Zoom and actually written for the stage. So we, at the beginning of September, we put out this call for these new plays and took a couple of liberties by putting it out on different forums around the internet, and were very surprised to get about 200 submissions from places as far as England and Australia.
Wow, that's impressive.
So what limitations did you put on the playwrights as far as what they could submit?
We asked for a couple of very specific things. First and foremost, the most important was that we wanted plays that were written for the format. So even if they weren't using Zoom technology specifically, something that could be recorded and something that, you know, served the purposes or fit, you know, COVID era times, not having a bunch of actors in one room. So that was the most important. Another thing we asked for was for people to write about something, whatever it means for them to be living in this moment. So we got a lot of submissions around Black Lives Matter. We got submissions, most submissions were about COVID specifically. But yeah, people took that to heart and for whatever that meant to them.
So you got 200 submissions and you pared it down to 12. How did you do that?
We went through a pretty rigorous screening process initially just to check off, you know, whether playwrights followed what we had asked for, as much as we would have loved to read every single play. And from there, we weeded out quite a few, and we had a play reading group of about 5 to 6 people, and we each read pretty much the majority, if not all, of the rest of the plays that we had, and we had a system where we, you know, ranked and had our thoughts and our notes on it, and then tried to pick a selection of 12 that covered a range of topics. Yeah.
So you've got these 12 plays, and they're 10 minutes or so in length each. So you've put together a schedule of performances, and you've broken them up by sort of a theme, correct?
That's correct. We have the 12 plays are divided into groups of 3. So we have 4 what we're calling episodes, and those categories are comedies about technology. We have another group that's mystery, suspense, and fantasy. Another group is just comedies, and then the last group is dramas.
Okay, and so these are playing on various dates at various times, and it is way too complex to attempt to transmit that information over the radio. So, folks, and it opens this Friday, correct?
That's correct.
So it's going to run this weekend live. These are all going to be performed live, correct?
That's correct. So for the first 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend, we will be performing them live. But everybody who buys a ticket to a live show will also have access to see the recorded version afterward.
All right. Are there any plays dealing with the hell of 2020?
I think they're all dealing with the hell of 2020, Steve, aren't they?
Oh, okay. Well, I would think.
I would say that's true. I think that a lot of our playwrights also chose to play with more optimistic and hopeful themes being left to these devices. But certainly there are a couple plays that are very reminiscent and capture a lot of the tragedy in 2020. But we didn't want to make it all about that. So there's a lot to offer beyond that.
Well, yeah, and you have a whole section on comedy.
Exactly. It's 2 sections on comedy.
There was no comedy in 2020.
No. That's not funny, Steve.
A couple of Colbert shows, but other than that.
Okay, so you've got these 12 plays. How do you cast them? How do you get directors for them?
It was a very collaborative effort. We asked 8 directors total to come on. Our artistic director took on 4 of the plays himself, since he's the most experienced with producing on the format. And everybody else has 1 play each. And from there, the director is really, it was up to the director to cast their show on their own. And we also used our own casting people at Left Edge. So out of that, this collaborative effort produced a cast of 24 people, which would not have been possible if we were, producing in the theater, because we're so small. We don't usually cast shows that are beyond 5 actors. So.
And are all 24 from the North Bay?
No, I'm actually based in San Diego at the moment, so I'm not in the North Bay anymore. And I believe we have a couple actors on the East Coast, actually.
Speaking of actors, we have Abby Lee with us. Abby, how did you get involved in this project?
Hi, guys. Well, yeah, I've been a really good friend of Paige's for about 6 years now. I've been involved in North Bay theater for a long, long time, and hadn't really done anything with Left Edge, but Paige was telling me about this play festival that they're putting together. And she sent me one script that I just was laughing out loud. I just was like, oh my gosh, maybe hoping she might ask me to be involved. And when she did, I was just so thrilled and excited to be a part of it, because overall, besides my own experience and being able to kind of do something in the theater world again, this whole process has just shown me how resilient the theater community is. And how we're going to find a way, no matter what, to tell stories. So it's just been so awesome.
So is this your first experience with streaming theater?
It sure is. Yeah, besides classes and the occasional, little acting class monologue on Zoom, this is the first time that, I've done a live performance for an audience that, you can't really see, but is there. And it's kind of fun. I still get those little pre-show nerves and in the bathroom putting on my makeup, I'm making this happen.
You're putting on makeup for a stream show.
Exactly. Yep. Well, with all the lighting and everything.
Every time the city council streams, does their Zoom thing, they're all wearing makeup.
I can believe
that. So why not? Abby.
Let's get washed out. Yeah.
Abby, what's the name of the play that you're doing? And you said it's hilarious.
It is pretty hilarious. I'm in a wonderful 10-minute play called No Regret, written by an amazing writer from based in the East Bay. I want to say Massachusetts or Maine, Page, maybe. Help me out. New Hampshire,
I believe he's based in Massachusetts.
Yeah. And it actually, there's 3 parts in it. I was able to kind of distill it down. I don't get too much away, but I was able to perform 3 in the show. So it was a really cool experience to be able to put some of my voice over stuff that I've learned through audio editing and whatnot, and then to be able to perform live in addition at the same time.
And Abby, you live in Sonoma County?
I sure do. Yeah, I live in Sonoma Valley, actually.
Oh, cool.
Now, these playwrights, again, you said you received submissions from all over the world, and you've picked a couple who are quite a distance away. How involved have the playwrights been in putting this festival together?
We've had a couple of meetings with the playwrights. We had a meet and greet early in December where we really got to sit down and hear each of them talk. And actually, if you buy tickets to the show and you want to sign on 15 minutes before the show starts, we have a pre-show featuring some recordings from that meeting where you'll get to hear each of the playwrights individually talk about their inspiration and their ideas behind the play. Other than that, because of the time frame, we really didn't go through any back and forth with editing. So the scripts that we have and that are going to be produced are as they are when they were submitted to us.
Now, I've gone through the list of shows, and I actually listened and watched a streaming a stream that you guys put up of your conversations with the playwrights, and they all sound interesting and fascinating. And one in particular stood out to me. It's called Surf's Up, and it's written by a writer named Ken Levine, who is a pretty well-known writer, correct?
Yeah. You know what's interesting? We didn't recognize really any of the names unless they were local names that we knew in person. But after getting to like the last stages of the selection process, we were looking at the playwrights' websites, and it was purely by coincidence that a lot of the names we chose already have been established playwrights.
So I know that name. Why do I know that name?
Well, if you've ever watched an episode of MASH or Cheers or Frasier or Becker or Wings or The Simpsons, this guy has got quite a resume behind him. And now all of a sudden he's writing 10-minute plays for Zoom. I find that fascinating.
Well, what the hell else is he going to do?
This is a good point.
Attack the Capitol?
now, Steve, we're trying to avoid that topic during this segment.
You're right.
All right. So you guys open this weekend. You've got a show on Friday and Saturday, and then a matinee on Sunday. And again, these are all live Zoom performances. And then the following week, you're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then you're going to stream it for 2 weekends. And I have to imagine, since these are being streamed from all over the county, correct?
That's correct. And actually, all over the country, we have people buying tickets across the country as well.
Very cool. It's Left Edge Theater. And I say theater because it's theater with an R-E.
That's right, the right way.
That's actually how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I mean, that is the correct way, right?
Theater.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Go to leftedgetheater.com. Check this out, a festival of 10-minute Zoom plays.
And so, I'm going to quickly throw it out there that we've got a pass available to a listener who would like to attend some of this festival, or all of this festival, if you can.
From their home.
From their homes. You got to have a decent computer, a decent internet connection. 707-636-1350. The first person who dials in and would like to watch these 12 plays, you'll leave your name, your email address, and your phone number, and somebody from Left Edge Theater will be in touch with you and arrange that password and login information for you.
Paige Picard, Abby Lee from Left Edge Theater. It's Hindsight 2021. Go to leftedgetheater.com. I have not Zoomed ever. Everyone else is Zooming. If I ever do Zoom, I'm going to wear makeup. In the meantime, I ask the question I always ask. Believe it or not, that was a big hit for Aretha in...
They hung up on you, Steve. They hung up on you. We were going to say goodbye, Abby and Paige, I promise you.
Yeah, as soon as they heard the music, they said, oh, they're done with us.
Those two and many of the listeners.
Oh, stop it. It's Aretha. All right, Harry Duke, Theater Thursday. Thanks, buddy.
Always a pleasure. I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Okay, cool. The new chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, Linda Hopkins, will join us next. Stay tuned to the Thursday drive on KSRO.